So, hi. Hope you'll accept something a little different. Just kinda wanted to talk today. So, I mean, I asked you guys if you had any questions, and I often get in chat the same kind of questions, so I'll just be talking and hopefully I'll answer any questions you might have. So, I'm Melody, and I'm 22 years old. I'm not underage. I think maybe my voice sounds a bit younger, but yes, I'm 22. I'm from Canada. Some people wonder about my accent. It's actually because my first language is French. So, je parle français, mais avec un accent canadien. I wonder if you guys would like if I would speak French sometimes in audios. So how long have I been doing audios for? So the first one I posted was actually my first one ever. I'm not someone who's very comfy like recording myself or anything. So that was completely new for me. That's why I'm not very good at it. But yeah, what got me interested at first, it was completely random. I was just like browsing Reddit, and I saw like this really popular post from Gone Wild Audio. I think it was like on the popular post, because I wasn't following anything like that. And yeah, people were seeming to really like it and interact with it, and it got me kind of curious, and I wanted to see. It was from a male performer, so I listened to it, and I really liked his voice. I'm a bit like picky with voices. I don't like, you know, men with voices that are like super low or growly. I like the nice mid-ranged voice, and he had that, and so I listened to it, and then it got me like all hot and bothered, and I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm into this, because it was never something I had thought about before. You know, when it comes to like porn or like anything like that, sometimes I get a bit embarrassed or shy, or like I feel like I shouldn't be consuming that sort of content. But with audios, it feels more personal and less dirty, if that makes sense. And there's something really soothing about it too. So, I mean, I haven't listened to many creators, mostly just that one creator. I went through like all of his audios almost, and I checked out a few other creators too. But yeah, so I enjoyed it. It made me feel good. And I really wanted to make others feel good in that way. And was wondering, also, like, felt curious if my voice would be appealing to some people. And if I could have the same effect that the audios had on me. If that makes sense. And about, like, the nature of my content, then. Well, I used to be someone who's very like shy and mostly very insecure with myself, but I've been working on myself a lot the past 2 years, and yeah, recently I've gained a lot of confidence in myself because I've sorted through like some problems, and I lost some weight. And I also, I've been experimenting with my style more, dyed my hair, you know, so I've been feeling like more sexy in general, and it got me like more interested in sex and this kind of stuff. So I've been wanting to figure myself out in that aspect, because I was never someone who was super interested in sex because of all the issues I had with myself and just like really disliking myself. So every time like anything about sex was just so scary for me, to be so vulnerable like that when I had so many bad thoughts about myself in that way. But now I feel differently about that. I feel confident, feel attractive, and yeah, I'd like to, you know, have more experiences in that regard. Yeah, if that makes sense. I was asked what is like the cutest part of my body. I really like my breasts. I mean, yeah, there's nothing more to say about that. And I think my tummy is kind of cute, even though it used to be a little bigger, and it's still kind of chubby. But I think I have a cute tummy. And on my face, I like my lips, even though they're really small. I think they're cute. So, what do I like to do, like, when I'm by myself, in sexual aspects? Well, you probably know from my audio, just like playing with myself. I've always been like more like into just, you know, rubbing my clit. But yeah, I was always really interested in having toys, and I actually only recently got my first ever toy, which is just like a really plain dildo, like nothing fancy, nothing like super huge or ridiculous. It's just like a pink jelly dildo thing. And that's been really fun experimenting with that. Cause yeah, for me toys are like a really big turn on. I don't know what kind of other toys I would try. I feel embarrassed like buying them. But I will maybe get more in the future. Yeah, it's been like kind of a turn on to record myself while I'm playing. It's different knowing that someone will listen to that. Or like, you know, for me it's a bit of a turn on, like also if I know that someone like will play with themselves thinking like about me. That's a bit silly, but I guess it's just the feeling of being desired. It's something I've been craving lately because of everything. While I play, what do I think about? I'm not someone who really like think about a person in specific while I'm playing with myself. I guess if I may, I've seen this term before, but I wouldn't like necessarily define myself like this, but demisexual, which means like you only feel sexual attraction towards someone when you form like an emotional connection. And I guess I feel like that, yeah. I don't really feel attracted, like I don't really feel the will to have sex with someone if I don't have some sort of bond with them first. So usually I'll just think of situations and stuff more than people, feelings, yeah, the feeling of being touched or the feeling of of a dick inside me. Just gonna try to imagine that, or picturing like some sort of fantasies, or just focusing on the feelings. That's what I think about. What do I like? Sexually, I mean, I'm not very experienced, but in the past I really liked getting fingered. And that felt really good. Just, yeah, being played with. Or just, you know, plain sex. I haven't tried like many things. I'd like to try new things eventually. The most exciting thing I've tried, well, and the best sex I've ever had was so silly. I was on a trip with my family and with my partner, and everybody was sleeping inside the house, but there was lacking like a bedroom, right? So instead, we were meant to sleep in the camper that was sitting right outside the house. And feeling some type of way, and in the end we had sex in the camper van. And something about the position of the bed or something, it was just so good. I was propped up on the edge of the bed, and yeah, that was something that I really liked. The only other like kind of crazy thing I did was just like, you know, being played with and playing with a guy in public. I mean, we were subtle about it, I'd like to think, but in a movie theater and in a food court in a mall. So yeah, I hope that I'll have other kinds of experiences later. I'm not, I guess I'm kind of boring right now. If there are things I don't like, well, I've had like some trauma in the past, like sexually, but I worked through it, but still, it makes it so I'm uncomfortable with some things. But I mean, as long as, you know, my whatever partner that I have, like, checks in sometimes and just makes sure everything is like consensual, then I'm all good. I've never tried like I've never tried butt stuff, like anything like related to butt, anal and all that. I don't think I'd be into it, to be honest, unfortunately. Sorry. But I mean, you never know. I've been asked about like the whole sub dom dynamic. I've been asked if I'm sub a lot. I think I am. I definitely wouldn't call myself dom. I think I'm just like my personality, I'm naturally more subby. But as for like the whole like daddy little girl dynamic, I don't think that's something I'd be into. I wouldn't call a guy daddy. That's kind of weird. I'm into, well, not, it's okay if you like it. I mean, for me, it doesn't feel natural when I say it. But yeah, I like cute things. I like being called cute. I have a lot of like plushies, and I like to dress in cute skirts and dresses, and I like bows and ribbons and, you know, all that kind of girly things. But you know, I wouldn't call myself a little. I'm still a woman, and I still like other things too. So yeah, I don't think I'd be into that kind of thing. But yeah, have like a, I guess, some fantasies that get into the realm of like BDSM. So that's something I'd like to try. When it comes to, you know, like some sort of dirty texting or role playing, it's not something I've ever really done. Just because it doesn't really do it for me to like read a long paragraph, and it doesn't really turn me on personally. So I'm not very good at like texting in this sort of way. And Oh, lastly, some fantasies, I guess. A main one that I think about a lot would be like to just be playing with myself and have a guy watch me do it and that maybe start playing with himself too and maybe come on me a little bit. That'd be good. Or when I said I liked toys, like having someone actually like use a toy on me instead of me like controlling the toys, like having someone else having control over them, that'd be good. Or nothing crazy, not that I can think of. I fantasize about like, you know, threesomes or like stuff with many people, but I don't think I'd ever do that. But who knows? Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I hope like with this ramble I've answered any questions that you have about me. I tried to answer to like all messages, so I mean, if you still want to chat, that's cool. I'll be out with some new audios next week. The more regular sort of thing. I get it if this is not something that you like, so sorry for that. I've been a little sick lately, so I wasn't really feeling like recording the usual stuff. But I hope you still enjoyed listening to me ramble. And well, if you made it this far, thanks so much for listening. Have a good night.